It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We have got to give out probably, I guess, the award for dumbest person of the year. And the winner, drum roll, Jurickson Profar. Jurickson Profar is an idiot. How in the world? We'll get into him in a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so if you're in Braves country and you're living under a rock, Jurickson Profar, not this off season, but the off season before last, right? So that would be last year's off season. Signed a 3-year deal with the Atlanta Braves where he was going to be making something like $42 million, something in that neighborhood. And 4 games into the 2025 season, which just completely derailed the whole year. Now, it wasn't just Profar being suspended. I mean, there were a ton of injuries that also accompanied that, and then some guys that had some off years too. But Profar was suspended for PED use for 80 games last year. And we got the whole song and dance, didn't we? Oh, I didn't know that I had taken it. It must have been in something that I didn't know that it was in that I was taking. It was a complete accident. My bad, right? Okay, so we got all of that nonsense. Profar came back and he hit 245. And he had, 14 home runs in half the season. So, you know, if you project those numbers out, the 245 average, he's got to get that up. But the home run stuff, like that's the stuff that you really want to focus on, especially from the position he's playing. Atlanta wanted some pop in the outfield. They signed this guy. He had 14 home runs, missed half the year. You do the math, 14 times 2, right? That would have given him 28 home runs. That would have been sufficient. That would have been pretty well what Atlanta was looking for, you know, as long as that 245 average got up. And now they're in a situation for the second consecutive year, like right at the beginning. This time he didn't even make the beginning of the regular season. He didn't even make it. He got suspended before the season started. Early spring training. 162 this time, because that's the way Major League Baseball works. You mess up once, bam, we're going to hit you with half the year. You mess up a second time, bam, we're going to hit you with the entire season. Third strike, you're out. He'll be done forever. Baseball will ban him for life if he gets caught a third time. Also, this derails not just the regular season plans for the Atlanta Braves for their outfield position, but if by some stroke of a miracle, with all everything that's happened to Atlanta in the offseason and in spring training, if by some stroke of miracle that they make the postseason, Profar is not eligible to play. He will not be on the Braves postseason roster if Atlanta finds a way to get in. Same thing that happened last year, which of course they didn't even get close to getting into the playoffs last year. So here you are going into the season, and now you're down your starting shortstop. You're down two starting pitchers. Your starting catcher is, the guy that, I don't know if Sean Murphy would have been the starter or Drake Baldwin, but both would have played a lot. So we'll just call, because Sean Murphy is starting catcher caliber, so we'll call him the starter. So your starting catcher is down. One of your setup guy in Jimenez, down. It's just insane. And now Profar suspended. What a rough start. And here's the thing with Profar. I've got it on pretty good account that Atlanta is going to petition Major League Baseball and attempt to void the remainder of Jurickson Profar's contract. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, and here's why I don't think that Major League Baseball is going to grant Atlanta that. At the last collective bargaining agreement, the Players Association lobbied and got it into the collective bargaining. Now, you know, they may change this in the next collective bargaining deal, but currently, even if a player is suspended for PED use, the team that signed him to a contract, if it's a multi-year deal or half the season or whatever the suspension is, they're still obligated to pay that player for whatever the contract is. So, for example, if a player signs a one-year deal and then he gets smacked with PED use for the first time and he's suspended 80 games, the team doesn't pay him for those 80 games. But the other 84 or 83, he does have to get paid. And the team cannot void the contract according to the current collective bargaining agreement. So Atlanta's trying to make the case here where, hey, we signed him for 3 years. The first year, PED use, missed half the year. And now in year two of this contract, he's going to miss the entire season. So best case scenario for the Atlanta Braves is he comes back to play his contract year. That's the best case if he doesn't get slammed again, which, of course, he would just be done altogether and the Braves wouldn't have to pay him anyway. But Atlanta is trying to make the argument of breach of contract for the PED use. We signed him to 3 years. Best case, we're going to get him for a year and a half of the three-year deal that we signed him for. So Atlanta's trying to petition Major League Baseball to allow them to void the contract, the final year of the contract, and let him be a free agent and move on from Jurickson Profar. Again, that would be a precedent center, and it would go against what's in the collective bargaining. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think Atlanta's going to be stuck with him for at least next season, and surely they wouldn't be dumb enough to sign him to an extension no matter how well he did in 2027. So, and here's the thing with Profar. Let's just hypothetically say that Atlanta does get that done, that Atlanta does find a way, and Major League Baseball, they present such a compelling argument that Major League Baseball says, yeah, this is breach of contract, the collective bargaining here, the breach of contract secedes the collective bargaining agreement, so Jurickson Profar's contract is null and void. Let's just say hypothetically that's the case. What that would mean for Jurickson Profar is he signed a three-year, $42 million deal. $42 million deal. That's the key number, $42 million. If Atlanta can get that granted, he will have collected a grand total of $9 million from a $42 million deal. You've got to be some kind of stupid to be able to sign a three-year contract for $42 million and then, because of your own stupidity, only potentially get $9 million of that. And, you know, the thing is he stood there at spring training like a week ago, and he was asked point blank by a reporter in the locker room, with what happened last year, are you taking any precautions to make sure that it doesn't happen to you again? Essentially, what they're asking is, according to you, you accidentally took something. So are you paying better attention to what you're taking? And he gave a two-word answer. Yes, yes. Of course, Profar doesn't speak fluent English, or it's a little broken. So his response, two words, yes, yes. Telling the reporter, hey, man, I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that I'm not going to get suspended again accidentally. And literally a week after that question and that answer, he gets popped again. He stood there and lied. And, you know, from an Atlanta fan base and organizational stuff, right? If Atlanta doesn't win the petition to have his contract voided and Jurickson Profar's got to come back next season, it puts Atlanta in a very precarious spot with him. He's going to get booed out of the stadium all dang year. There is no scenario in which I see Jurickson Profar, no matter how good of numbers he may put up in 2027, that the Atlanta fan base is going to endear themselves to him. He is going to get booed out of the stadium every dang game. 81 games are going to boo him. 82 games, excuse me. It's 81. 81 games are going to boo him out of the stadium. Now, so if you're Atlanta in the front office, do you want to have to deal with that? That player, that reaction from your fan base, and you're not going to sell a penny of any of his merchandise. And that's a big, big part of revenue stuff for Major League Baseball teams is the merch they sell when folks are already paying high ticket prices and exorbitant food costs. Then you get them to pay for the merchandise too, and ain't nobody buying a Jurickson Profar jersey. Not one Atlanta, I can almost guarantee you, maybe Jurickson Profar's family might buy some merch, but as a general fan, there's not an Atlanta Braves fan that's going to go buy a Jurickson Profar jersey. So they're going to take a hit on the merch sales from Profar. So if you're in Atlanta, if you're an Atlanta front office person, it puts you in a position where he's going to get booted out of the stadium. The fan base is not going to want him there. You're not going to get any type of revenue off of his merchandise. So what do you do with him? Do you just let him play? Lame duck, you know you're not going to re-sign the guy. So it puts Atlanta, again, in a precarious position of potentially having to trade him. And what are you going to get? Next to nothing. Nobody is going to be willing to part with any top-notch prospects for a guy that they don't know that they can trust. That they know if he gets popped one more time, he's done. He's never going to play again. And that these numbers that he has put up last year in San Diego when he was there, the half year he was in Atlanta last year, are those numbers legit? Or are those numbers steroid induced? You're not going to get anything. And so if you can't trade him, the next best thing that you have to do is release him. And if you release him, you're going to have to eat that $18 million that you owe him for that last year. And I think that's probably going to end up being the scenario. Atlanta will probably release him. I just can't fathom him being back in Atlanta. I just can't see it. They'll probably release him, have to eat the $18 million. And I hear the folks like, well, who is a better option for 2027 to play left field than Jurickson Profar that's on the roster? It's a fair argument because there is nobody. But that doesn't mean that you don't have an offseason between now and 2027 to find somebody, to make a trade, to get somebody there to play left field that would be at least as good as Profar. And we're not talking about an elite player. Profar's a good player, but the last few years he's been a good player, but he's not elite. You could find somebody to go and play left field and hit 245 with 25 homers. You could find somebody to do that in the offseason. And Atlanta does have, you know, young pitching wealth to be able to trade on it. So I'm telling you, I'm pretty convinced Jurickson Profar is done in Atlanta. What an idiot.
the Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southern Sports Edition has announced the representatives to be on the cover of their annual high school football preview issue. From Glenn Academy, Max Noonan. From Brunswick High, wide receiver Waseem Murray. From Frederica, quarterback Stanton Beverly. And from Camden County High School, receiver Sean Green. Congrats to these players. The high school football preview issue comes out at the end of July. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
We were talking about all of the misfortune that has happened to the Atlanta Braves heading into the 2026 season. And so let me just recap this stuff for you. You have had Spencer Schwellenbach go down, elbow surgery. You don't expect him back until midsummer. You have had Hurston Waldrop, your top pitching prospect, go down. You don't expect him back until midsummer. Sean Murphy started the year coming into spring injured with a hip injury. You don't expect him back until maybe May-ish. That's kind of what I'm hearing, May-ish. Joe Jimenez, one of your key setup guys, you were depending on him to come back from an injury from last year, which he missed the entire season with, and there's no timetable on him. You just know that he's not going to be ready by the beginning of the season, and he may not come back at all. Who knows? He's gone. Your starting shortstop that you signed to a one-year, $20 million deal tears a tendon in his finger in the offseason. He's not going to be ready until May, potentially June. He's gone. And then Profar gets suspended, and it is just all of these injuries. Remember, Braves fans have gotten very accustomed to this team making the playoffs. They didn't do it last year, and they had the same set of circumstances. Profar suspended for half the year, all of these injuries mounted, and then they had some guys that didn't really hit like they had hoped they would. 2026, Profar suspended. You've got all these injuries. It's almost identical. 2025, 2026 could be twins for the Atlanta Braves, potentially. So here's their starting rotation options. Lucas Giolito is still a free agent. No one has signed him, and he is a veteran starting pitcher. There's a reason that nobody signed him. They're concerned about injuries. They're concerned about production. And to this point, no one is willing to roll the dice on him. No one is desperate enough to do that. Atlanta may get, I don't know. At this point, obviously, they're not desperate enough to do it because they haven't signed him. They would rather roll the dice with two guys they're pulling from the bullpen in Grant Holmes and Ronaldo Lopez to fill the two spots in the rotation for the two injured pitchers and roll the dice with someone winning the fifth spot from Martin Perez, Bryce Elder, and Joey Wentz. Those are your favorites to win the number five starter. Your odds-on favorite is probably Bryce Elder, a guy that they have given him opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and he has not been able to pitch at the major league level consistently without getting knocked around. They would rather do that than take a chance on Lucas Giolito. They would rather roll out there with Bryce Elder, as long as I guess he's pitching okay in spring, that's what they're going to do. He's out of options, so if he doesn't win the fifth starting job, he's done in Atlanta. They will have to release him, and somebody will give him a shot. Remember, he was an all-star in 2023. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup, and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 off of I-95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so with Profar gone, offensively, the hinge point for the Atlanta Braves. Now, I do think Ozzie Albies is going to bounce back. I think that he's going to have a decent year. Is he going to put up the numbers that he put up in 2022, 2023? I don't know. Maybe. But I don't think that he's going to put up the same numbers that he put up in 2025. I think he's going to be better. So for me, the hinge point for the Atlanta Braves offense of whether or not they're going to be contenders is Michael Harris. Michael Harris cannot hit 211. Michael Harris cannot hit 8 home runs. If Atlanta's going to be a contender with everything that they've got to tread water. They've got to tread water for the first 2 months. They don't have to play 500 baseball, but they got to be close to be able to get into the playoffs through the first 2 months of the season when they start getting some of these guys back from injury. They've got to tread water for 2 months. Then after that, we'll see. So from that point forward, from the beginning of the season, really, Michael Harris has got to put up a good year. He's got to have a banner year. Well, Jason, what do you mean by banner year? Okay, fair question. Here's what I mean. Michael Harris has got to hit 280. Because remember, Profar is not there. Michael Harris has got to hit 280. Michael Harris has got to drive in 80 runs, and Michael Harris has to hit 20 home runs. That's going to be the expectation for him for the Atlanta Braves to be able to make the playoffs. That's it. That's what has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, Atlanta's not making the playoffs. And the other thing is, remember, now the Braves are saddled with a situation, unless something changes, where you're going to have Yastrzemski playing left. Maybe he platoons with Eli White. Eli White is a fringe major leaguer. He is not a guy that deserves to be in your starting lineup. He may end up having to hit against left-handed pitching because Yastrzemski has struggled in his career against left-handed pitching. He's killed right-handed pitching, but lefties he has struggled with. Bring on Michael Harris, who is also left-handed. And you cannot, with Eli White platooning with Yastrzemski, if it goes that way, you don't have an option to platoon Michael Harris with against left-handed pitching. Michael Harris has got to hit left-handed pitching as well as right-handed pitching too, because with the Profar suspension, you don't have the luxury of an Eli White to platoon in center with Harris because he's going to be doing it in left. It is a bad situation. Michael Harris is the determining factor of Atlanta making the playoffs or not.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialist. High quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Make sure you get on over to Cunningham Jewelers for their National Rarities Buying Event, March 17th through the 19th. Gold, silver, coins, sports memorabilia, and much more. Remember, there is no better time to sell gold than right now. That's March 17th through the 19th at Cunningham Jewelers. And while you're there, have their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
All aboard!
We're going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk some Georgia recruiting. Some really interesting things have kind of played out for the Georgia Bulldogs in the recruiting world over the last week or so. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Some really interesting stuff. So, Jerry Outhouse, we'll start there. Five-star corner. He has everybody under the sun recruiting him, you know, Texas, Ohio State. It was predicted that Georgia was the front runner. Now, he's going to make his decision this weekend about where he's going to go. But it was predicted that Georgia was the front runner, and that was put out online. He tweets, so he sees this, and he tweets him laughing that Georgia is considered the front runner. That doesn't bode well. You would think that if Georgia was the front runner and he's right now, right, like in the here and now about to make his decision, and it comes out that Georgia's the front runner, that he wouldn't tweet out him laughing at it. And again, he's being recruited by all of the big dogs, everybody under the sun that is a national power He's a five-star corner, lockdown corner. And let's be honest. If there's been an Achilles heel to the Georgia Bulldog football team the last two, maybe three, we'll say two. The last 2 years, it's been the pass defense. Hadn't been great. That's been one of the biggest Achilles heels. That and receiver. Although receiver really wasn't a black hole for Georgia last year, but it was in 2024. But the last 2 years, Georgia's pass defense has been okay. Hadn't been great. So here's a lockdown five-star corner that Georgia's going after, and he's laughing at them on Twitter, being the front runner. We'll see what he does. Again, he's supposed to make his decision this weekend. So with that being said, another corner that they're going after, because Kirby Smart understands, you know, he's a smart dude. No pun intended. He understands that, you know, he's got to do what he's got to do to shore up the pass defense. So he's got another four-star corner that has been committed to them for months. In Dante Wright. A report came out a couple days ago that Dante Wright was no longer committed to Georgia and that he had flipped to Oregon. And so Dante Wright sees this and he goes on X and says, I'm still committed to Georgia. But where did that come from? Where did the report come from that he was going to flip his commitment from Georgia to Oregon? Now, granted, he's put it out there on X that he is still committed to Georgia. He's still going to commit to the Dogs, four-star cornerback, which, of course, you know, Georgia needs corners, cover corners. But then there's this growing sentiment that feels like right now he's saying he's still committed to Georgia, but that report came from somewhere that he was going to flip to Oregon. So there's this growing sentiment that he may flip. So if that's the case, Georgia potentially could miss out on two corners that they were going very hard after. Going very, very hard after in Outhouse and Dante Wright. I think Outhouse is going to go to Texas. And I honestly think that Wright will stick with Georgia. I don't think he's going to flip. But everything else I'm reading is saying this is a possibility, that everything coming from the Oregon folks say they're a player, that they are for real in the mix to get him to flip to Georgia, to get him to flip from Georgia to Oregon. Those would be two huge big blows to Kirby Smart's recruiting class. Pass defense hadn't been that great. You got two really good cover corners that you're in the mix for, especially with Dante Wright, who has been committed to Georgia for, I don't know, 6 months or so, whatever it's been. That's the nature of recruiting. You get a guy to recruit early, to commit early, you think you got him, and all the while, he's not even taking visits. That's the thing. See, that's the thing to me that says, I think this guy's staying. He's not even scheduling visits to other schools. He's not even entertaining the thought of going to another school. Now, publicly, he has not visited Oregon. Does that mean he hasn't been out there? Well, no, it doesn't mean that. But again, you get into all of this stuff about, you know, you get so many visits to every place, or, you know, however many places that you are being recruited by, you only get a certain number of those. So he hasn't taken any of those options to go visit another school publicly. Is it possible that maybe he went and visited Oregon without reporting it to the NCAA? I mean, maybe. The only benefit of him doing that is because he's got all these visits to blow, because he's not taking any. So he could take one visit to Oregon just to fill it out, just to see what's out there, and it not be a huge deal from the NCAA standpoint because he's got all of these visits. But would it cause some tension between him and the University of Georgia if he was doing it publicly? Sure it would. Absolutely it would, because he's been saying for 5-6 months, I am committed to Georgia. I am going to Georgia. So just some interesting tidbits that Georgia is looking at on the defensive side of the ball at cornerback position in particular. Again, Jerry Alhouse is going to announce this weekend of where he's going. I don't think he's going to go to Georgia. I do think Georgia will still get Donte Wright in the fold, and he will be a Georgia Bulldog. I don't think he'll be flipping to Oregon. But the dang report is out there. And if you're Kirby Smart, you got to take these things seriously.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
The new year is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of men's and women's apparel. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFTCO, On Running, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Need a suit or tuxedo for a spring wedding or event? They have you covered. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel and shoes since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
I've mentioned this in the past that the Atlanta Hawks are the Atlanta Hawks. You know, it is a situation where the team never seems to be able to rise to the top of the league. And best case for them is, you know, they're typically kind of right in the middle of the pack, or kind of like this year, they're right there as a fringe playoff team, which that's what the Atlanta Hawks are right now. They're game over 500. They are currently the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference, which what that would mean for them is they would get into the playoffs, into the playoff tournament. They are four games, I believe it is, up on the Bucks for that 10 seed. So, you know, the top 10 seeds get into the playoffs, and seeds 6 through 10 play that play-in tournament now. And so the way that works is the 7 through 10. 7 and the 8 seeds play. The winner of that game automatically gets in, okay? The loser, as the 7 seed, the loser of that game will then drop down to play the winner of the 9-10 game. So if you're the 9th or 10th seed to get into the playoffs, you've got to win the 9-10 game. Then you've got to turn around and win against the loser of the 7-8 game. So you've got to win two games from the 9th or 10th position to get in as an 8 seed. If you're in the 7 or 8, you just win one and you get in. Regardless, you know, you win one game and you're into the playoffs as, you know, either the 7 or the 8 seed. So here are the Hawks, a game over 500. They just traded away Trae Young, who, of course, has been their franchise player over the last seven seasons. He is now gone. You didn't really get an elite player back for him, nor did you get a high-end draft pick for him either. So, you know, here are the Hawks, once again, just kind of muddling around with no clear path to the top of the league. You don't have an elite player on the roster. You don't have a high-end draft pick. And when I say high-end draft pick, in the NBA, what it has become is if you're not drafting in the top four, you're not getting an impact player. As far as when I say impact player, what I mean is a guy that you can build around, the face of your organization. Sometimes in the NBA draft, maybe in a good draft pool, you can go all the way down to six, potentially seven, but realistically six, and still find a franchise player in the first six picks of the draft. Typically, it's four. The top four picks typically are good enough where you can build around them and be the star player and have them be the face of your organization. Once you get past that, you're picking role guys. You know, you're picking a defensive star, you're picking a three-point sniper, something like that. And then, of course, when you get later in the first round, now you're talking about guys that are going to be in the rotation. And then in the second round, you're talking about guys that may struggle to even make the squad in your 12-man roster. How long has it been since the Hawks were at the top of the league? Remember, they did have that one year where they lost to the Cavs and I think the Eastern Conference Finals where they were the one seed. But everybody knew, right? Like they were not going to beat the Cavs in that series to move on to the NBA Finals. And they haven't. That's the only year that you can ever point to where the Hawks have been at the top of the league. One year in the entire history of the dang organization. Free agents don't want to go play in Atlanta because of what it is, because the organization has not been good. It's one of those cast-off organizations. Guys just trying to find jobs, or a guy at the tail end of his career with really nothing left who is, you know, going to be able to go to Atlanta and play two more years, right? That's kind of what it is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Golden Isles Collision Center, SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Baseball season is back. Well, almost. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long, too. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, J-A-X, Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. So what do you do if you're the Atlanta Hawks? You're not going to be able to go and lure out a free agent to come and sign, a big-time free agent to come and sign. You don't have the collateral to be able to make a trade to be able to bring a player to Atlanta. And in today's NBA, if a player doesn't want to be traded, and they say they don't want to be traded, most general managers aren't going to make the trade for them nor trade them. That's just kind of the dynamics of that league. So even if that weren't the case, you don't have the collateral to land anybody like that. And you don't have a top-notch draft pick. And here you are muddling around at the bottom of the league or the bottom of the playoff league, where even if you get in, you take yourself out of the lottery. Again, the NBA, as most of you know, they don't say, well, the worst record gets the first pick. The teams that don't make the playoffs all go into a lottery. They pull out a ping pong ball, and the worse your record is, the more ping pong balls you have, thus increasing your chance of getting the first pick. Atlanta's four games up on the Bucks for the 10th spot, where they would be ineligible to be in the draft lottery. And they'd be drafting middle of the NBA draft role player with no star on the roster. It is a mess. It is a mess. And I don't know how you get out of that, because your best option was Trae Young. Your best option was Trae Young to be able to get some type of high draft pick to get to the top of the draft, take somebody's number one, number two, number three, number four pick, and then draft yourself an impact player that you can build around. And they don't have that. They're going to make the playoffs as a 10 seed, play in the play-in tournament. Maybe they get into a series as the 8. And even if they got in as the 8, they're going to play the number one seed in the Eastern Conference Finals, so they're going to get eliminated in the first round anyway. And there is no lottery. There is no help on the way. I don't know what these guys are doing. You traded Trae Young, and you got a bag of peanuts.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
We're pretty close to wrapping things up. I do want to try to touch, I'm going to try and touch a little bit again on the Atlanta Braves pitching situation if I find time to get to it. Right now, I want to talk about the NCAA tournament, specifically the number one seeds. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golnaz Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened-to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. So you look at the NCAA tournament, we're about to jump into conference tournaments, right? And then we're going to get into March Madness, and things are going to get crazy because it's March Madness. So the top four seeds, I think, have pretty well separated themselves from the bunch. Your top four seeds are going to be Arizona, Duke, Michigan, and UConn. Maybe not in that order, but Arizona, Duke, Michigan, and UConn are going to be your top four seeds in the NCAA tournament. Arizona's currently ranked number one in the country. I don't think they're going to be the number one overall seed. Granted, they're still going to get a one seed. I think Duke's going to end up with that one seed. Now, you can make an argument here for Arizona because you look at what they've done, right? The big two, their two big wins over Florida and over UConn. UConn, of course, like I just said, they're going to be one of your number four seeds. Florida's probably going to be one of your two seeds. So they've got wins over both of them. So that does help them, sure. But when you look at Duke, Duke's got a better record. They've got a win over Michigan, who again is going to be a one seed. Duke still has North Carolina on the regular season schedule, which is going to be huge. They get them at Cameron Indoor when they played at Chapel Hill earlier in the season. The Tar Heels stunned them. And being, well, you can't really ever say that one team stuns the other in the Duke-North Carolina rivalry because you just never know. Most of the time, those teams are ranked, which was the case when they played earlier in the year. But Duke does have the win over Michigan. One of their losses in North Carolina. I'm going to try to avenge that loss. And I think if they do avenge the loss in North Carolina, they are with the better record, they are your number one seed. And Arizona is your number one overall. And Arizona gets a second number one. Of course, you know, they give out four. So I'm thinking, Duke is going to be your overall number one. Arizona gets a one, Michigan gets a one, and UConn gets a one. And I don't think that's going to change even between now and the little bit of time left in the regular season or even through conference tournaments. I think those are your clear-cut number one seeds. Michigan still has Michigan State to wrap up with. UConn still has Marquette to wrap up with. Arizona goes to Colorado. And, of course, I just told you that Duke has to play North Carolina, but they'll get them at Cameron Indoor. So Arizona, Duke, Michigan, and UConn, your top four seeds. Of those four seeds, who is the team that is most likely to win the NCAA tournament? I think there's a good argument to be made between Duke and Arizona. I think those are your two best teams in the country. And I think it's by, I'm not going to say a lot, but it's by a considerable margin. Duke and Arizona are your teams that I feel like should make a deep run, but this is the NCAA tournament. You just don't know. Crazy things happen in the NCAA tournament. All right, I said that I wanted to jump back to the Braves rotation. I've got an opportunity to do that, so let's do that really quick. Martin Perez, Bryce Elder, Joey Wentz, and as a dark horse, J.R. Ritchie could pitch his way into the fifth spot of the rotation. And listen, I told you earlier they have pulled Ronaldo Lopez and Grant Holmes out of the bullpen, which they were hoping to use those guys there, but they pulled them out of the bullpen, or at least pulled their plans for them out of the bullpen and inserted those plans into the starting lineup. There's no guarantee that either one of those guys are just going to be handed a starting spot in the rotation. They're your favorites. They should be there, but if one of them doesn't pitch well, then, you know, that opens the door for more than just one spot for Martin Perez, Bryce Elder, Joey Wentz, and or J.R. Ritchie. I still think that the Braves are going to try to do everything they can to give Bryce Elder every opportunity to pitch his way in the rotation. The Braves signed Martin Perez off the scrap heap. He's a veteran guy as an insurance policy in case they had worst case scenario, pull the red button in the starting rotation, and that's where they are. I said this when they signed him. If Martin Perez pitches one pitch, throws one pitch in the major leagues, that means worst case scenario for the Atlanta Braves, they have either had a lot of ineffectiveness at their starting rotation or they have suffered a ton of injuries. If Martin Perez is throwing in the major leagues, there's a real chance at that. There's a real chance that Martin Perez might be able to pitch his way into the rotation, which, you know, 2 months ago when they signed him, it was a really, really deep-pocketed insurance policy, just in case. It was like a worst-case fourth option possibility with them having no plans for him to ever pitch in the major leagues. Now it's in the conversation. Nuts. That's how far, that's how bad the injuries are with the Atlanta Braves. It is insane if Martin Perez takes the ball, breaks camp. It is going to be insane if Martin Perez breaks camp on the 26-man roster as your four or five starter.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southern Sports Edition has announced the representatives to be on the cover of their annual high school football preview issue. From Glenn Academy, Max Noonan. From Brunswick High, wide receiver Waseem Murray. From Frederica, quarterback Stanton Beverly. And from Camden County High School, receiver Sean Green. Congrats to these players. The high school football preview issue comes out at the end of July. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.